Summer's gone, and the couples lurking in the courthouse hallways, hoping the court will grant their right to marry, have drifted away, disappointed at the maddeningly slow bend of the arc of justice. I have heard all those couples sharing their frustration on the news, explaining their sadness, and I get it, but I can't really feel sorry for them. I too spent the summer lurking in courthouse hallways, waiting for my name to be called, filing petitions and declarations and stipulations and motions and every other shun my attorney could think of, all in service of a different goal, dissolution. A dissolution of domestic partnership is the sad end to my 10-year marriage, which, in conflicted California, isn't a real marriage, but a domestic partnership with all the rights and responsibilities of marriage, except that, well, you get the idea. Dissolution sounds like some sort of organic, painless process, like honey disappearing into my morning tea. So different than divorce, with its image of the broken home where children traipse from parent to parent dragging sad stuffed bears. Divorce sounds so much more painful. Good friends have walked with me through this devastating process, but with each, there was a moment early on when their good intentions gave way to curiosity about the breakup of my family. "Yes," I answered the hesitant question. "We can't get married, but we still have to go to court to split up." When our collaborative legal process broke down, we ended up fighting it out, just like so many other good, sad people we've known. Nothing about it feels like dissolution except the periodic dissolving into tears. Divorce by any other name still hurts as much. So to those couples who keep returning to the courthouse steps each time a decision seems near, I wish a heartbroken good luck in their quest to get married. I too hope their wish is granted, but most of all, I just want my divorce. With a perspective, I'm Kenna Lee.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.